This is the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel, guest hosting for Maggie in this, the second hour of our afternoon broadcast here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. It is Wednesday, August 6th. We are monitoring, as all of us do, what is going on in Texas, not just because of the importance of Texas, but also because of the significance for voting and for the franchise and for things like the Voting Rights Act, gerrymandering around the country, and the threats to do it in other places if Texas goes ahead. We'll get back to that right before the break, talking all about the consequences of attempts historically and recently to prevent people of color from voting, also people with language differences in our nation's history and our nation's community. Everyone, immutable characteristics entitled to vote cannot be deprived of that right based upon those kinds of immutable characteristics. And so we monitor what is going on right now in Texas. We have the governor. Of course, his name is Greg Abbott. He, on a regular basis, almost a daily basis, calling upon those House Democrats to return from various places around the country to come back. A couple of days ago, 3 or 4 days ago, issuing a major statement talking about the legalities of what they have done, suggesting they may be arrested, suggesting that court action may follow, that indeed their positions, their roles, their places in the legislature may be declared vacant by virtue of what they're doing. And what they're doing, of course, is a strategy not unknown in Texas, as we talked about historically. Also not unknown in other states right here in Wisconsin is to deprive the legislature, the leadership, of the quorum that it needs to pass legislation. And that includes its change in maps. Now, you may say, well, gee, didn't we all do this just a few years ago? And yes, that's been the tradition after every census. In years ending in a zero, the United States Bureau of the Census gives us reports in each state about the populations, the numbers, where those numbers of population are located in the states. Remedies are accomplished both between states, but mostly inside states, to redraw lines. We did that here in Wisconsin. We had legislation. We had attempts by the governor and by the legislature at odds about those lines. And ultimately, we settled. We settled on new maps here in the state of Wisconsin. The legislature doing that, obviously, right in the middle of this decade, 2025, not in a post-census year. Can they do it? Sure, they can do it. They've got the legislative authority to do it, but they need to have a quorum, of course. And indeed, they will probably, like most states, do this yet again in about 5, maybe 6 years after the next census is taken as well. All of this prompting other governors, like, you know them well, Governor Gavin Newsom in California, saying we will fight fire with fire, talking about how he does not normally appreciate and embrace gerrymandering, but saying if indeed Texans do it, if the Texas legislature hands to the United States Congress, and yes, indirectly, the United States president, a majority in the House of Representatives, he will pursue the same thing. It is much more challenging in the state of California because there you've got an independent commission that draws these lines. And they have gotten an awful lot of support, bipartisan support historically, for drawing these lines in a way that does not accomplish what we normally think about as political partisan gerrymandering. Some challenges there. But we've also got Governor, just to our south here, Governor Pritzker, also talking about Illinois. We've got Kathy Hochul in New York likewise commenting about the events in Texas and saying if indeed this is the national strategy by this one governor, Greg Abbott, the other governors, including Kathy Hochul, arguably the others as well, may follow suit and attempt to redraw the lines in their particular states, prompting what could well be a brush fire throughout the United States, not literally, of these kinds of actions, a whole new round of redrawing lines in the coming years. We necessarily need to follow well what is going on in Texas. That will give us a bit of a canary in the coal mine indication of what might happen down the road. Along the way, a couple of more interesting things. My former boss, Eric Holder, former Attorney General of the United States of America, a great advocate for the Voting Rights Act, a great pleasure and honor to serve in his administration, that of Barack Obama, who enforced Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, even in the wake of the Supreme Court's attempts, they did it on two occasions, to limit Sections 4 and 5, and more recently, Section 2. Those cases also a part of our recent history. Eric Holder, in the wake of his spectacular term as our attorney general, starting an initiative that fights back against these gerrymandering efforts, these line-drawing efforts that accomplish inappropriate racial gerrymanders and also inappropriate political gerrymanders. Eric Holder recently saying, "I'm doing an about face. I'm going in the opposite direction," announcing that he is now in favor of them because they will preserve democracy. If, in fact, what happens in Texas is what we are seeing happening in Texas, if that comes to fruition there, Eric Holder saying he is going to recast the focus of his work to promote gerrymandering nationwide as a way of responding to the rule of law attack going on by trying to influence and change the very nature of our House of Representatives. We know as well the Supreme Court is also playing with and entertaining this Louisiana case that they decided specifically not to decide this past term, another voting case. It's going to animate largely what happens in the coming term of the Supreme Court, comes out of Louisiana. And the court-ordered decision to create two majority black congressional districts in that state, prompting a suit there about a violation, arguably, of the Voting Rights Act under the Constitution. That case percolating up again by the Supreme Court just this past week as they announce new questions that they're going to entertain. When we come back, we're going to entertain discussion with another colleague and friend named Dean Muller. He's going to come to us to talk about an initiative called Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. We're going to chat all about the work of Dean's initiatives and that of a steering committee there, the new things that they have announced, and again, the ways in which you can be a part of environmental enforcement here in the state of Wisconsin and beyond. All of that as the Maggie Dawn Show continues after this.